Good morning. We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we are still in 2 John, and I want to draw your attention to verse 7. As John writes to the elect lady who has opened her home for a local church to meet, and he says to her, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." It's interesting that after speaking of how important it is to demonstrate love toward others, that he immediately follows up with a warning about those who are deceivers, those that are antichrist. We must never ignore the fact that evil is always present. And evil will come into the church. And evil will come deceptively. And evil will come as an antichrist, alongside Christ, looking very similar. But he warns her concerning this, "For there are many deceivers." I think that's lost on our present day church today. I think people say, every once in a while there's some. Oh no, there are many deceivers. And that means that all of us must constantly be aware and be watching and be in tune with this book. Know the Word of God. It's the only way we're going to be able to identify those many deceivers that are out there. And so, as John writes to her, he's concerned about her spiritual state. He's concerned about the local church that's meeting in her house. And so he must warn. He must let her know about the many deceivers. And likewise today, you and I must be aware that there are people who name the name of Christ who are not part of Christ. And knowing that will help us to understand that not everybody that comes and says they are one thing are actually that. We have to understand and be aware so that we are not deceived by them and that we can be faithful and true to the Word of God. And so may this warning ring into our hearts today that we need to be careful, that we just don't accept everybody as being a child of God because some of them are false teachers. They're deceivers, and that we must be aware of that truth.